Mahalon yuni akeli ivahine, olili kalani okapahiku.
Disney has been facing colorism accusations since releasing their casting decisions for the live-action Lilo and Stitch remake. The film is set to be released in 2024. A large part of the criticism has revolved around the decision to cast Sydney Agudong to play Nani Pelakai, Lilo's older sister. The actress is of Caucasian and Filipino descent. Her family has also stated that they have Polynesian heritage. Many fans pointed out that although Agudong was born and raised in Hawaii, she is much lighter in complexion than Nani in the original movie. This sparked a larger debate about Disney's perpetuation of colorism through this casting and ones previous. I spoke with TikTok creators Lily Hi'ilani Okimura and Keely Maiulo about the controversy. Hawaiian native Hi'ilani Okimura has accumulated over 107,000 followers on TikTok and contributed multiple viral videos to the discussion. Maiulo's video on the topic gained over 142,000 likes. First, I asked them how they felt about the original Lilo and Stitch movie.
So the original film, I grew up watching it. It's a very beloved film here. I mean, I feel like it could have been a little better because it's a Disney film.
I am not Hawaiian myself. I'm Samoan, but I'm still Polynesian. We still come from the same group in Oceania. And that was the first mainstream representation that we as Polynesians ever got.
I think they only have like two maybe Native Hawaiian actors as like kind of speaking roles, and then they have like one girl, Asian girl, born and raised here, but not Native Hawaiian. Despite that, I think that I always thought Nani was beautiful. I thought that the characters looked like people from here, that it was very personable, like I could, you know, relate to it.
What seems to set Lilo and Stitch apart is its attention to portraying the culture and struggles of Indigenous Hawaiians through the experiences of protagonist Lilo and her older sister Nani. Both girls are natives to the island and suggested to be of Indigenous heritage. According to Hi'ilani Okimura and Maiulo, this sensitivity is what differentiates the movie from most other mainstream representations of Native Hawaiians.
Other, like, films and media that represent Native Hawaiian people, most often, you know, it's people not Native Hawaiian, people not from here playing us. And it's also very inaccurate, exotifies our culture, our place. Heavy focus on like the tourism industry and like tourists and not actual Hawaii and not like our community and our lifestyle and also like the struggles that we face.
That's the thing. When there are movies taking place in Hawaii, it's surrounded by, or it's from the perspective of a white person. They have white characters.
In asking how they felt about Disney's casting decision for Nani in the live-action remake, this is what they had to say.
She was born and raised on Kauai. Her family has been telling people like that they're part Polynesian, which Hawaii is part of Polynesia. And so when I found out that she was cast, of course, I thought, well, she doesn't look like Nani, but at least they casted someone who's Native Hawaiian. It would have been nice to have like an opportunity for like darker skinned Native Hawaiian women, more like curvier Native Hawaiian women, like someone who looked like Nani to represent those of us, you know, growing up with brown skin and wide noses and like curvier features, thinking, oh my God, we're so ugly. She was like our first Disney princess, even though she's not like an official Disney princess. She was like, we consider her like a Disney princess here.
I think that people have a right to be upset about this, especially those who are a part of this community. Those who grew up living the Indigenous Polynesian lifestyle, those who are Native Hawaiian specifically with brown skin. I think they have every right to be upset. Like, what does that say to us? To like the young girls, young Indigenous girls, the brown skin girls, the girls with ethnic features. It's almost like a slap in the face.
Do you think the casting affects the truth of the story in any way?
She doesn't know what it's like being a dark, you know, brown skin girl who has faced discrimination, who has been like overly like sexualized in like tourism industry. Because I've also worked with tourists as well. And like, there's that scene where Nani's like, you know, working at that fakey luau scene, and it's like a lot of us go through that.
Look at me. This is not working out.
But...
Mm-mm.
Yeah? Well, who wants to work at this stupid, fakey luau anyway? Come on, Layla.
You know, Nani, her being dark-skinned in the movie, it's a commonality among dark-skinned Indigenous people to have difficulty finding jobs in the tourism industry, which if you've seen the movie, you know that Nani has difficulty finding a job, which then leads to difficulty being able to prove herself as an apt guardian for Lila, which, you know, that's like the main point of the plotline. It's integral.
Oh, that would be so great. You have no idea how badly I need this job.
Also just the idea of like Lilo having to be separated from her sister Nani, just that thing that I feel like a lot of Indigenous communities have to deal with is just the separation of children from their families because they think it's like not a good fit or whatever. But it's like you're separating them from their family, you're separating them from their community, their culture. And this happens a lot, especially here in Hawaii and also, you know, on the continental US.
Why didn't you wait at the school? You were supposed to wait there! Lilo! Do you not understand? Do you want to be taken away?
And if it were up to you to find a solution, how would you want this problem to be addressed?
Again, this is Disney, so I think we just need to stop relying on them on portraying our culture, portraying our people accurately. And we should be supporting and uplifting like Native Hawaiian directors and writers and creators and actors in our own work instead of just like Disney, because they're going to do what they want.
Take into consideration recasting the character because there is an entire community who feels like they're not being represented properly. There's an entire community that you're disregarding their feelings, their entire history, their lived experiences today by doing this.
For WNUR News, this is Izzy Perea.